Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. If you just joined us, you missed a segment with my good friend Joe Stump. He's the author of a great book. It's called Wicked Wichita. And congratulations to Douglas Hutchinson. He was lucky caller number 5. Doug, I got your address and phone number. We're coordinating with Marty Johnson as we speak. In fact, I'm hoping that Joe is listening and he's calling Marty right now to make sure there's a signed copy at Johnson's. You can pick it up there sometime this afternoon. A prudent you would call the 13th Street Johnson's before you drove over there, just to make sure they have heard about it and they know. But anyway, congratulations. Thanks for listening. And in the studio with me today, we talked, I mentioned it briefly in the beginning, Butler Community College has been doing a culinary program now for how long, John Michael?
5 years.
God, it just seems like a couple years ago that that it got started. Our chapter of AIWF contributed some money in the beginning to help make this happen, and it's so sorely needed, and it needs to be bigger. We had moments of excitement this year with a new location, and we'll talk about the location, but let's start first. Lexi, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. Happy and to be here.
It's so fun to have both of you in the studio. A married couple working together. We could probably spend the rest of the hour talking about how the dynamics of that, but we'll try.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's interesting.
I bet. I have all manner of things that we could talk about. But let's talk about first you guys. Lexi, I know less about you than, of course, I do John.
Yeah.
Tell us about your journey in food and how you ended up working at the Boston Rec Center.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm from Wichita. I was born and raised. And like a lot of people, like a lot of our students, I got into food because of my family. I was most comfortable being in the kitchen with my mom than anywhere else in the world, and she taught me a lot, and I learned a lot from just reading books and cooked, you know, my whole childhood, and decided at 16 I wanted to go to culinary school, but mom said you need a 4-year degree first. You need to go to K-State. And so I went to K-State and promptly graduated in 4 years because I was ready to get out in the big bad world, and yeah. I had set my sights on...
Did you take anything at K-State related to food?
Well, I did graduate within the human ecology department. I got a general studies degree in human ecology. So I was taking food science classes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's a PC term for home economics.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Kind of related. And then I had my sights set on the Culinary Institute of America when I was about 16. My father had a client, a friend, who had told me about it. And I kind of became obsessed and applied, got in, and started right away. And after I graduated from K-State, and my world opened up. It completely changed my life. And I, at that time, I got really into farm-to-table movement and learning about different chefs and involved in that. And I lived in Wisconsin for a little while on internship, working with a chef named Odessa Piper, who taught me a lot about working with local farmers. Back at CIA, after I graduated, I decided I was really into wine at that time and took a position in one of the dining rooms. I took a fellowship in the Escoffier Room, which is no longer the French restaurant at the school, but it was at the time, and I did that for a year. I was a teaching assistant to Mark Monteleone, and I taught the students fine dining service, how to do tableside service, wine service, so I kind of moved front of the house.
Oh, nice.
At that point, and finished that up. We moved around a little bit. We moved to Virginia. We worked at a Relay and Chateau property that we helped reopen after a devastating fire, and I was the guest service coordinator, and Chef John was the food and beverage director, and so we did that for a while in Virginia, just outside of Charlottesville, and then we took off to California because it's kind of like Jerusalem for a lot of us. It's it's a mecca. We wanted to taste amazing produce and explore wine country. So, yeah, that's kind of my story.
So you and John met at CIA.
We did. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I neglected to add that point. I picked him up, at a party at my apartment. My roommate introduced us. Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll always tell the story that she put us together.
Yeah, yeah, Gretchen,
she takes credit for it. I don't know if we necessarily see it that way, but that's fine if she wants to take credit for it.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, John, you and I have talked in the past. You've been on the show before to talk about your journey, which Lexi just kind of touched on the latter part of it. We're so glad you ended up here. You started off, as far as I know, your Yaya's was your first employment here, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. First and only was with PB&J Restaurants when they had Yaya's before Ty took it over. And I was mostly working at Yaya. I was a little bit involved with Newport opening, and then they would send me to some of the other restaurants to do training and things like that as well. So, yeah, it was a good opportunity.
Well, it's been so fun to watch you land in the position that you have landed in, because I think it's the perfect place for you. I just wish we could get more money to make it bigger, better, have a new location. Let's talk about the location. A lot of people go, what, Boston Rec Center, a culinary program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a city building. We have three classrooms over there in the culinary lab, which we pretty much just about maximize that space. And it's functional for what we do right now. But
We do a lot with what we have.
Yeah, right. I think we really do. I mean, we're out there pretty much every single week doing things, being involved in the community. This last week, just a couple of days ago, we did a TV shoot. And then after the TV shoot, we took the leftover food to a fire station and gave it to those guys. And they loved it and put up, you know, Facebook posts about it, and it got tons of likes and comments and stuff like that. So we're actually thinking to expand on that, as far as trying to find other ways that we could take, not even leftovers, just things that we could do, you know, maybe for the fire stations or hospitals or things like that. So
that's a great thing. Well, certainly anybody who likes food and wine in our community and goes to events has seen you guys and the Butler students. Mm-hmm. Who generously, in fact, probably more than they should have in the early days, you know, bringing food and setting up a table to get program awareness. And more importantly, I think from the students' perspective, the experience of catering a fancy event. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's what we really try to go for with those events. I mean, they serve a very important part in our curriculum. We try to have our students in all of their advanced culinary lab classes do at least one event. And some of those are the really big things, like Wine Fest for thousands of people. And then other ones will be a sit-down multi-course dinner for like 12 people, like we do at our president of the college, Dr. Kroll's house, as a foundation auction lot.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, that's it is the end of the month. Yeah, November 30th. So, that's gonna be a fun event as well. So, it's all just really great experience for the students.
Yeah, we don't have like a lot of culinary schools. Well, some have restaurants on site, but we don't have that kind of situation where we can have that come to us sort of pressure. So we have to seek it out and add that value to their education where they do have that real world pressure. And it's great. I think those are some of our more shining moments for the students, where they really feel like they're on the right path, because they get really excited. They put a lot of pressure on themselves and on each other, and
it really helps to build their confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the time we'll go and do competitions, and a lot of the time we'll win at those competitions, and they're competing not against other colleges, they're competing against some of the best restaurants and some of the best, you know, pastry chefs sometimes, if it's desserts, Death by Chocolate, we've done that a lot of years. And, you know, and they're winning. And, you know, I mean, that makes them feel pretty good about where they're at when they're there competing against chefs and pastry chefs and they're winning prizes.
So. Well, I know this well as a fortunate guy who gets to judge a lot of these things. And then I've had the opportunity, which I really enjoy, to come to the school and be a part of the, you know, small end of course curriculum cook-off and taste some of their products.
We might be hitting you up for that again soon. We're going to be doing a Christmas party, and we're going to have some awards for that. So, so we're thinking of having a judges award and seeing if you and Denise maybe were interested in coming and being a part of that.
Absolutely. And, now that I'm retired, I have a good bit of free time. It's just a scheduling issue, because I get to do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
We got it. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the curriculum, what we just announced, a new expansion of the curriculum, which I think is a great thing. And then we'll probably kind of start blending into Thanksgiving. And I got two really fun wines, two really oddball wines
that
I think will be fun to play with for Thanksgiving.
We like wine.
Yeah, goodlifeguy.com. Yes. You can find links to everything. You can learn more about Lexi and John. Better yet, go to butlercc.edu, cruise up the culinary arts section, and there's some YouTube videos and some things that will show you what goes on there, and whether it's for you or your relatives that might be interested in the culinary program, it's worth a look. It's a great deal, and the more support, the more students, the more we can hope to grow in the future. We'll be right back with more food, wine, and fun. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.